For many in Sri Lanka, the traditional Workers' Day, or May Day this year, was all about getting rid of the Rajapaksa government. Thousands of people joined a six-day march from Kandy to Colombo, organized by the main opposition, Samagi Janabala Vegaya.
We can't watch this any longer. Honestly, why do people have to suffer such hardship? There's no food, no gas. The mother is in one queue, the father is in another, and the children are in more queues. We never expected this.
The demands and the posters are familiar. Gota, go home, they read. Give our stolen money back. Enough of fooling the people, now leave. Working class crowds from across Sri Lanka joined marchers who converged on a road leading to an independence monument. Many are struggling to make ends meet since the price of food, medicine, fuel and cooking gas increased between 30 and 100%. Shortages are common, either because of supply issues or hoarding by some traders. Inflation hit 30% in April. The main opposition says the government has no choice but to resign.
The cry of the masses is, Gota, go home. That means they're asking the president to go home. We have provided a dignified way in which it can be done. A constitutional change where the executive presidency is abolished and we go into a parliamentary system.
Vikramaratne says if the Rajapaksa brothers who hold the presidency and prime ministership take this option, people will get off the streets and the challenge of improving the economy can be addressed. Protesters who have surrounded the president's office for more than 20 days say successive governments since independence have looted the country. But they accuse the Rajapaksas of severely mismanaging the economy, resulting in depleted foreign reserves at a time of a global financial crisis prompted by the pandemic.
Thousands of Sri Lankans are continuing to speak out, like these marchers who have been walking for more than 100 kilometres. They're demanding the Rajapaksa brothers and the government resign and insist they won't be fooled by the government's attempts to avoid solving the crisis. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.